Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit sagt des Ksubes Perig Yud Gimel Mishnah Vav Ha'oider Al Hasada. Shimon is on his field, and suddenly Reuven comes over and says, "You know this is my field." Shimon says, "What?" And Reuven repeats it, "Yes, it's my field." And Shimon says, "I bought this field from Levi." And Reuven says, "Yeah, and Levi stole it from me." So Reuven takes out the bill of sale, the shtar mechira, and guess what? There are Edom. And you'll never believe who one of the Edom are. Reuven himself. So Shimon like shakes his head. "Reuven, you signed on this shtar mechira that your aid is that Levi sold me the field. Now you're telling me Levi stole it from you?" Admon says, this doesn't mean that Reuven was moida, that it was a legitimate sale. Because Yachalu Sheyoima, Reuven's going to say, "You know why I went along with it and I signed on it? That's because I knew I'll never get it out of Levi's hands." You're a person I can talk to. Hasheni, you Shimon, the second person, Levi's the first. Levi stole it from Reuven, and Shimon bought it from Levi. So you, Shimon, the second person, as far as I'm concerned, says Reuven, Nayachli, it was better for me for you to have the field. You'll come to a din Torah. You're the type of person that you're going to do what's right. But v'harish and kasha imen. But that Levi, he's a rough person. He's not the type that listens to Bezin so fast. So when Levi came to me and said, "How would you like to be a witness for this sale?" I said, "Very good. It's in my interest. It should leave your hands and go to Shimon's hands." But the chachamim say, no. If you sign on a shtar mechira that Levi sold it to Shimon, don't come now and tell me that Levi stole it from you. By signing on it, you were moided that it belonged to Levi, and Iber Esechusa, he lost his schus. He can no longer taina that he is the real owner of the field. Sakta Batanur, the Yalach is not like Admai. The Yalach is like the Chachamim. If you sign on the shtar, you lost your schus. It's like your moida. Now, it's only, says the Batanura, if Reuven would have signed as an aid. But if he signed as a dayan, who is testifying that the signatures are good, he didn't lose his chus. Because he could later say, "Look, they showed me the shtar, they asked me, do you recognize the signatures of these two people? I said yes, and I signed, I recognize those signatures. I didn't look at what it says in the shtar, that wasn't my job. My job was to recognize the signatures." So if that's all he signed on, then even according to the Chachamim, that's not called being moida, that it's a good sale. Now we have a similar halacha. Asa simen la'acher. Now in this case, Admon would agree to the Chachamim. Shimon right now is on this field, the field that's in question. Now Shimon also has a field nearby. That nearby field, Shimon sold to someone else, a third person. And when Shimon sells this other field, so they write down in the shtar mechira what the borders of the field are, what the boundaries of the field are. So Shimon writes, okay, on the northern side, the boundary is my field. Meaning to say the field that I now have possession of, the one that Reuven tainus is his. Reuven signs on this shtar as an aid. So again, I'm on a field which is in dispute. Next to it, there's a field that's for sure mine. I'm selling that field that's for sure mine. When we're writing the borders, I write as a border and it goes up until my other field, or the field that's going to remain with me. And Reuven signs on this shtar. Reuven can't taina now, "Well, I wanted the field to leave the reshus of the Gazlan, because the field that you taina was stolen was bechlal not leaving anyone's possession over here. It started in my possession, it's staying in my possession. We're just using it as a marker. But you're signing that you agree this is a valid marker. Yes, up until my field. Why are you signing that it's my field if you say it's yours?" So Asa Simon Li Achen, if Shimon uses his field as a simon when he's selling another field next to it, and Reuven signs onto that shtar as an aid, Iber Ezechusai, now he loses his chan. Now you can't say that the field is not mine when you yourself signed on a shtar that the boundary is up until my field. Zakta Melech Shleima, also based on the Gemara, this is only if I sold the adjacent field, the next to a field, to a third party. But let's say I sold the other field to Reuven himself. I have this field, Reuven claims it's my field. I have another field next to it, Reuven doesn't claim that that's his. But I'm selling it to him. And we write on the shtar, the boundary goes until my field, and he signs on it. Now Reuven can say, the reason I did that is because I wanted you to sell me that other field. Because I hope to get back my first field, and then I'll have two fields right next to each other to become one big field. So here already, the fact that he signs on is not a haidah. He's not being moided that it's mine. But if I sell it to a third party, and there it says, up until the boundary of my field, and Reuven signs on that, that's like being moider that it's my field.